guys, and welcome back to another week with your chronically online internet bestie, Jackie. So excited to be back. I say that every week, honestly, but I am. And look at the setup. We just set this up. Taylor came through with the goods. I've been wanting a pink backdrop since the very beginning, but I don't know why they're out of stock in every single camera place that's ever existed. But we sourced one, and look how cute it looks. I can't deal. Like, the pink is giving. So what do I have to catch you up on? This past week was a busy one. I had, let me think what I had on. Just like a bunch of work, the usual. And then on the weekend, what did I do this weekend? I had a store opening on Friday night, which was super, no, sorry, not a store opening, a 6 month birthday party for the store. It's called New Onda. It's a store in Perth. They stock really cool brands. And we went to that. I went with Rani and two of her friends. And it was just such a fun night. We were on the champagnes. Then we came back to my place. And of course, I whipped out Monica's. Because if you know me, you know I love Monica's. And I've spoken about it before. I think I spoke about it in the first ep. But I need to like delve further into this game. Because I need you all to go out and buy this game. Not Spawn, but honestly should be at this point. It is the funnest game ever. It's like you need four or more people to play, and it's sort of like a mix of charades. It's like a memory game. It's like a guessing thing. It's so fun. So like the first round, it'll be like, I don't know, say for example, you get a card and it'll say on it like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of one of the ones that's on there, like OK Boomer or something like that. So the first round, you have to explain what it is by not saying what it is. So you could be like, oh, a phrase that people use to like talk about like older generations. Second round, you can only explain it with one word. So you'll be like, mature. And then people will be like, okay, boomer. And then the third round, you have to act it out. And basically there's like a bunch of cards that you have to go through. So you think that you would like remember them all by the third round, but you won't because you use all the same cards. Every single person playing picks eight cards and then they all go in. Anyway, I need you guys to play it and report back because it is my new personality trait. I always invite people over to my house now to play it. Side note, I'm obsessed with the fact that now that I have a house that I own, crazy, I can have people over and like have parties and like host things. The house that we were renting before we moved here like just wasn't really like the kind of place that we could invite people over. It was very small. We didn't really have like a entertaining space. Now we have like a beautiful deck. We have a huge like table out there, like seats like 12 people or something insane. So I always want people to come over to mine, and like my personality trait is Monica, so I'm just so happy to always have people around. It's the best game ever. Anyway, by the end of the night, it was getting so late. It was like 2 a.m. or something. We were all still playing. I'm like literally the sorest loser on earth. I was like sensing that I was losing, and I don't know why I snapped the cap. Like fully, the cap was snapped. Like it was, I fully had a hissy fit, and then everyone like left because I was like, no, I can't. Like I'm a 31-year-old woman and I cannot handle losing. I guess it's just the Aries inside. I'm so unwell. What else did I do this past weekend? I also had a wedding reception on Saturday night, which was good. Nice to like dress up and celebrate. And then this weekend, I actually started last weekend, but I properly got into it this weekend. I restarted Gossip Girl for the, I don't even know how many times I've watched it. 1,000, but I've restarted it. And I have some things that I need to like just quickly debrief with you guys about Gossip Girl. Let me get my notes because I've been writing stuff down as I've been watching because I was like, there ain't no way. First thing that I've noted, the soundtrack is iconic. And I remember when it first came out, I think I would have been in year 12, showing my age here, but every single week it would come out and you would have to like illegally download the app, like LimeWire, whatever the hell it was, like all those things where you download it, or like 1, 2, 3 movies, but the one that was like for TV, like Put Locker and stuff. Do you guys remember that? Anyway, do that every week. And then same thing, every single week an episode would come out. The soundtrack was so good. So I would always be like, I need to know every single song. And it wasn't like how it is now where you could go on Spotify and be like Gossip Girl soundtrack. Like it wasn't like that. You had to Google like Gossip Girl soundtrack from season, like ep one, season one, ep 3 or something. And they would have all of the things. And all the music is just so good. It's unmatched. There's a playlist on Spotify called Gossip Girl Soundtrack, and I've been listening to it and living my main character, Serena Vanderwoodson, moment. I just like walk around like, I have to go. You know what I mean? That's the vibe. Second thing that I had to like talk about this is in season one, obviously we're figuring out that Dan Humphrey's dad, Rufus, and Serena Vanderwoodson's mum, Lily, have dated in the past. And obviously they had like a big romance. And then we also find out that like Dan and Serena start dating. And there's this one bit where Lily goes to visit Rufus in his art gallery. And she's like, is there any reason why Dan is going on a date with my daughter, Serena? And Rufus is like, Dan's got a date with Serena. And I'm like, that's your ex-partner's daughter and your son. Why are you, like, isn't that weird? Like, I just keep thinking, like, is that not weird? And then when, as they're dating and the show's going on, sorry, spoilers, Serena and Dan date, Rufus is just, like, so proud of Dan. And, like, Lily is, like, I don't know, she obviously, like, sees Rufus in Dan, so she, like, thinks Dan is a good partner for Serena. But I'm like, whoa, 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 this is weird. This is, like, your kids. And then we won't even get into the fact that Rufus and Lily do eventually start dating again and get married. But I don't know. I was just like, this whole situation is kind of cuckoo. And the fact that we all just let this fly is weird. Like, I don't know. I can't explain it. But if you know the vibe. Also, Serena's mum, Lily, like when Serena first gets back from her like unexpected leaving and everyone's like, where was she? Where was she? And Lily's annoyed that Serena never wants to go to parties. She's like, why aren't you going to the Kiss on the Lips party? You love parties. Like, why aren't you going out? Like, come on, like, wear this bag, wear this outfit. Come on, like, you love going out, Serena. Like, that's you. There ain't no way my mum would ever say to me when I was, like, 16, because that's how old I'm pretty sure they think they're supposed to be, that I should go out and that I should party more. That would never have happened. Like, what is Lily smoking? I'm so confused. The next point that I have, and this is, I'll leave it here for Gossip Girl, but you guys should definitely watch it, is when they go to the masquerade ball and they're all just wearing like the little masks, but suddenly they don't know who anyone is. Like, Chuck talks to Jenny and he doesn't know who it is. And then like Serena talks to Nate and he doesn't know it's Serena. Nate accidentally kisses Jenny because he thinks it's Serena. I'm like, oh my god, it's just literally covering your eyes. How do you not know who that is? Like, have you guys never met before? Are you not in the same classes every single day at school? Please make it make sense. I don't understand that. They do that in movies and stuff all the time. It reminds me of like Pretty Little Liars. They used to do that all the time with masquerade things and they wouldn't know who anyone was, and like A would be there and then they'd be like, I don't know. I'm just like, come on, it's a mask covering your eyes. If you don't know who your friends are, I think you need to go to Specsavers. Honestly, it's quite concerning. So my recommendations for the week, hold up, I brought some of them with me as I did last time. The first one is the Skims Ultimate Teardrop Push-Up Bra. I'm not wearing it today because it's pink and this top is white and it's got like sort of see-through bits and you'd be able to see it, but it is honestly iconic. If you're an itty bitty titty girly like me, it does give you boobs. Nothing has ever given me boobs in my life. I never fill out bras, hence not filling out this one right now, as someone kindly DM'd me to let me know the other day. Hasn't upset me, hasn't stuck with me. I'm just like water off a duck's back. Anyway, the Skims one is absolutely iconic, and if you have no boobs and you've wanted to like see what it would be like to have boobs, definitely buy it. It's like constantly out of stock. That's the reason I got the pink one, because that was the one that first came back in stock when I was on the like remind me list. But if you put yourself onto that little remind me wait list, whatever, they literally email you and you have to be quick, because Miss Kim, like, she sells out Skims so quickly. Like, it's crazy. Everything is always out of stock. But I highly recommend. I got like the smaller size that there was. I think it's like 30A. Lol. And it's absolutely perfect and I love it. Next thing is this. Listen to this noise. I hope this is giving ASMR. Okay, so this is the Rare Beauty Find Comfort Body and Hair Fragrance. And guys, let me just spritz this on me right now. if you could smell this, it's absolutely beautiful. It is like, I don't know, it just smells like clean girl aesthetic. And it's such a cute bottle, so cute to have in your bag. I'm obsessed. Selena has done bits with that. Next favorite is the Summer Fridays lip oils. What are they called? They're like the Dream lip oil. And this has like been my favorite color. It's, my God, can I please stop being annoying? Soft mauve. I don't know, but it's so beautiful. I'm wearing it now. I love it. They're just like really nice texture on the lips, moisturizing, not sticky. Like if your hair goes in it, it's not like gonna be all cooked. I just love it. And then my last favorite, I have so many favorites this week. Wow. My last favorite is my new glasses. I got these from Lexola. I'm about to get my prescription put in. Oh my God, wow, they're so dirty. Love that. But I've been wanting to get a pair of glasses, like proper glasses. For ages, I wear contacts, but it'd be nice to just like put on a pair of glasses at home if I'm like watching TV or not leaving the house, or they're just like really cool as well. They're so dirty. I love that I've just put them on and they're so dirty. I'm sorry about that. But yeah, that is my faves for the week. So this week we are going to be talking about my niche fears / anxieties. I have a lot of these. Taylor gave me this idea and I thought this is perfect because I already have a notes app full of my niche fears and anxieties because I think about these often and they rule my world. So let's get into it. My first one is when someone saves an audio message that you send. So for example, you know, when you send like a voice note over like text and on iPhone, when you send it, usually they disappear. Like they always disappear for me. I never save people's audio messages unless it would something super cute, but I literally have never saved an audio message. I will send them to certain friends. I'm going to out Gabby. I don't even think she listens to my podcast, so it doesn't even matter, but I will voice note her like most days and it'll be like, it'll pop up down the bottom. Gabby saved an audio message from you. And I'm like, why? What was the reason? And it'll pop up down the bottom and it'll write that little note and it'll say, Gabby kept an audio message for you. And I'm just thinking, why? Why are you keeping that? Why do you need 1 minute of me ranting about something? Who are you going to share that with? Where are you going to post that? And my anxiety is like, what if, not that I am ever saying anything like that's going to send me to jail, but I don't know, like sometimes I rant about stuff and I'm like, maybe let's just let that go into the abyss, because like if you don't save it, it's gone. Like it's not, it doesn't save anywhere. So I'm like, it's time to just, we just don't need to be saving those. So I don't know why, it just gives me anxiety. I'm like, let's not save them. I don't know what you're gonna do with that. My next one is, and this one might be a little bit triggering, not triggering, but it definitely makes you think, and it honestly scares the living shit out of me. When you have like a near-death moment, not even like a near-death moment, but say for example, you've like gone to cross the road and like a car comes past really quick and you're like, fuck, that car nearly hit me. And your heart like sinks and drops and you're like, whoa, that was so close. What if it did hit you and you died and you just don't know because your consciousness lives on and convinces you that you're living even though you just died? Because I saw this TikTok once about like quantum physics. Stay with me. And that like your brain will never like let you know that something bad has happened, or like there are so many different parallel universes where like, say for example, someone says to me, do you want to get a donut for lunch? And I say, no, there's a universe in which I said yes. Therefore, like one atom went that way, one atom went that way. But there's like infinite possibilities about every single decision you ever make. And you make so many decisions a day. And you, honestly, guys, I spiral about this so much. Like I sometimes I'm like, for example, one time I left a candle on in my house overnight burning. And I woke up the next day and I went outside my bedroom and I could smell that I'd left the candle on. And I was like, fuck, I left the candle on. And I went and checked and it was so close to the bottom, like a big glass house one. And I was just thinking, oh my God, that could have been so dangerous. Like my whole house could have caught on fire. I could have died in a house fire overnight. Like you just don't know. And then I got to thinking, maybe I did. Maybe I did. So then I do things like I'll text my family or I'll text friends and ask them questions that like I wouldn't know the answer to. So just to test the waters and see if I'm like still alive. Just me, or does anyone else have that? Because I spiral about that so much. Like I'm like, what if I did die, you know? The next one sort of goes hand in hand with this, and that it's that I'm hallucinating everyone I've ever known or met, and that I don't exist. And I'm not sitting here right now making a podcast. No, I can't. I literally am going to cry like that. That's so scary. Like, that is so scary. Oh my God, I can't. Next one, that I'll accidentally throw my phone off a bridge. So say, for example, you're walking, like if I go for a walk and I'll walk over a bridge, like me and my friend Mitch used to go for walks like every single day in COVID. And we'd just walk over that, you know, if you live in Melbourne, you know, that bridge that goes over like the Yarra in Hawthorne, we'd walk over that. And I just have such a desire to just throw my phone. I don't want to do it. It's obviously an intrusive thought, but I used to grip my phone like it was my last day on earth. You know what I mean? Like I would grip my phone like it was, I'm putting my whole paycheck into that grip. I was so scared I'd accidentally throw my phone. I don't know why I had that fear. I don't know what it comes from, but I am always scared that if I'm walking over anywhere that I'll literally just piff my phone over. Next one. When you're going to the toilet and you sit down, like there's going to be like a snake or something and it's going to like bite my ass. Shark in a swimming pool. It could happen. Me and my sister used to go swimming at our family home in Victoria. And some days like she'd be away and my brother wouldn't be there. And like, no, you know, when you're like, oh, who wants to go in the pool? And everyone's like, no. And I'd be like, oh, I want to go in. But like, I can't go in alone. We also had a pool cover. And those are so scary. Like, you know, when you have to like our dad would always say to us, like, you have to put the pool cover on after you go in the pool. And we'd like, one of us would be in the pool swimming and like pulling it. And the other one would be like turning that thing. And that the pool is dark. And I'm like, no, there is like swamp creatures in here. There is sharks in here. There is like demons in this pool. And we used to like scream and swim out. And like, it was so scary. Like you can't tell me that there's like not a shark in the pool. Like there has to be. Like they just come through the drain or something. I don't know. That's a big fear. I can't swim alone. No way. No. Next one is my phone has gone live when I'm like having a bitch session. Like it's just gone onto TikTok, clicked go live, and I'm live as I'm ripping into someone, something, some problem, some deep issue, or like having a deep and meaningful chat with someone, but I've just decided to go live. Same thing where like if you're talking about a certain someone, and I know you shouldn't talk about people, spread kindness, spread love, bloody blah, but sometimes I'm gonna bitch. I'm sorry. Sometimes I am. And I get scared that my phone will call that person as I'm bitching. And then they'll pick up and be like, hello. And I'll be like, yeah, so like anyway, blah, blah, blah. And then they'll hear the whole thing. This is one that I've been thinking about a lot recently since I moved into my new house. And it's that someone's watching me from behind the mirror in my bathroom. So I have like a big mirror that covers like the entire wall above the basins and it sort of faces into the shower. And I just feel like someone is standing behind it doing some sort of science experiment. Why would anybody be watching me? I don't know. Is there a wall behind the bathroom wall that someone could be living? No. Do I think there is? Yes. My car catching on fire as I'm filling up the petrol tank. I think I saw a YouTube video like once about a car catching on fire when you put the petrol bowser into the, wait, bowser? Is that what it's called? The knob into your petrol tank. Because you know when you like get that static from your clothes, like if you're wearing like a knitted jumper or something, sometimes you can create static. Apparently this woman like had created static and she got out of her car. You know how sometimes when you get out of your car and you touch your car door, it goes like the static? Apparently that happened, but while she was holding the fuel thing, and the like static was enough to start a fire. And because it's like a petrol that's extremely flammable, it just caught on the whole thing on light. The oh my God, am I having a stroke? The car caught a light and the entire like petrol tank inside the car, like the fire just went woof, and went into the car, was everywhere, was all over her, was like on her hands. I literally like fill up my car, like holding it, like I'm just like a tiny dainty little princess. I don't like to touch that thing. I don't like to fill up my car. Side note, filling up your car has to be one of the worst things to do ever. I put it off. I know, like my parents always say to me, don't let your tank get halfway empty. Mine's like, you have 2 kilometers left, bitch, go fill up. And I'm like, roger that, I'll try and get there. And then I'll be like crying all the way to the servo because I would have like forgotten to fill up, and I'm like, the servo's like 15 kilometers away and I've only got 2 kilometers in the tank. Classic me. And the last one that I have written down is being buried alive. That sounds horrific. Being buried alive has to be up there with one of the worst things that could ever happen to you. Like, are you kidding? Like, someone's put you in a box, buried you, put the dirt over the top, sealed it, and you're in there? No. I object. I'm not doing that. That is a big no from me. Okay, now I'm going to get into yours. I asked you guys on my Instagram story, what are some of yours? And honestly, I was cackling at some of your responses. I know I shouldn't laugh at your fears and anxieties, but I'm sure you'll laugh at mine. It's a safe space here, so it's okay. We can all, oh my God, there's so many guys. I have to do a whole nother app because honestly, they're so funny. Someone said, a car crashing into my bedroom, even though my room is nowhere near the road. The amount of times that I have thought this as well, because I swear, like once a year, there's like a car accident where like a car drives through someone's living room and they're like, I don't know, they've been like, oh, I've just got up to get a glass of water and I so happened to not be sitting there, but 2 seconds before I was sitting there. This is so valid because I think this all the time and mine is nowhere near the road either. But then I also get to thinking, like, if a car did come plowing through, like, are the bricks not enough? Someone watching me after I shower through the drain on the floor in my bathroom. That's sort of like the one that I had, but the drain is fucking scary because that would mean that they would live under your house. No, I can't think about that. I cannot think about that. Escalators. Escalators are so weird. When they're turned off, I don't know how to function. Like, how do you walk? Like, how weird is it, the sensation when you walk up an escalator? Oh my God, this reminds me. I was listening to a podcast the other day and they were talking about Mercury in retrograde and what it means and how it feels for the planets and stuff. And the lady explained it. It's the feeling of like when you walk up an escalator and it's turned off. That's how it feels to be in like retrograde. Like, it's like you're doing something, but you're like, what the fuck? I don't know how to do it. And I was like, whoa, that is such a good explanation, because I never really knew what, like, everyone always says, like, Mercury's in retrograde, Mercury's in Gatorade, whatever. I never knew what it actually meant. Like, I knew it meant, like, something's off. But I had never thought about it like that. And I was like, whoa, that's a light bulb moment. That makes sense. I love that. Someone says, men jumping on trampolines. Dead that is an anxiety for you. The ocean, it's deep, it's dark, it's scary, who knows what's in there. I can't think about the ocean for too long. It actually makes me sick to my core. You know when they randomly discover like a fish that's been living like 500,000 feet underwater and they're like, oh, this is the blobfish. And I'm like, what? And it has like teeth and it looks terrifying. Like, there ain't no way. When someone is talking to you and the spit is building up on the corners of their mouth. That's one of my biggest fears, because you know when you are talking to someone and that's happening and they obviously don't realize. I hope that's never happened to me. And like, I always am reapplying lip gloss and whatever. It happens to guys. It happens to guys at kick-ons. Like, that is so ick. Fans, exhaust fans, like, I won't go to the toilet if there's one right above. Pure sickness. I'm right there with you. I hadn't really thought about this one, but anything fans scares me. The house that we just moved into has a fan on our deck, and it's like one of those old school fans that used to have like in your classrooms at school, and it sort of like wobbles as it spins, and I just, all I can think is like Final Destination, heads are rolling, we're going down, I'm yelling timber, you know what I mean? Someone says, zombie apocalypse, dead ass, my biggest fear. So Nathan and I recently finished The Walking Dead. Honestly, great show. If you're looking for a show, highly recommend, watch that. It's so good. It's not even like a zombie show. Like, I'm not into like gore and zombies and like rah. As much as it is that, it has really good storyline. And the thing that I love most about The Walking Dead is they kill off main characters and they don't care and they don't come back and they're dead. What other show does that? Usually a show will like kill someone off and then they'll be like, oh, actually, no, they just went into hiding and then now they're back, aka Bart Bass. So yeah, what was I saying? Oh yeah, the zombie apocalypse. Yeah, so Nathan and I always talk about this. Well, not always, but because we've been watching The Walking Dead, we spoke about it a bit. Honestly, I wouldn't survive a second. I would be like, I'm donezo. I can't. I'm not built for that. Unless I had that bunker that they had in that show that recently came out on Netflix, there's no way I'm surviving. I'd like take Pickles with me. He'd bark once and we'd like our cover would be blown. I also am just too scared. Like I would have a heart attack on sight. Like I wouldn't be able to kill any of the zombies. I'd feel really bad. I can't. Don't quote me on this, but someone said once, sounds like I'm about to say something super philosophical and I'm just not, that the reason that Hollywood makes certain movies and certain shows, like aka shows about the apocalypse, shows about zombies, shows about like mutating diseases, is so that we can mentally prepare and like sort of be desensitized when they do happen, aka like COVID. And there's so many shows about zombies and apocalypses and humans eating humans and like the world going into like an apocalyptic state that I have anxiety that that is them showing us that so that it will happen and we'll just be like, oh yeah, it's fine. Like I've seen The Walking Dead, like I'll get me a axe and I'll be dandy. Do you guys ever think that? Getting kidnapped off the street. Yep. This scares the shit out of me. I hate walking alone, like anywhere. I just think I'd be so easy to snatch up. Honestly, if you're listening, no, I wouldn't be. I would scream so loud, like don't even fucking try. Honestly, don't even try. I've just read the next one and I'm dying. Seagulls with 1 foot when they keep hopping towards you. Seagulls scare me in general, like birds in general scare me. Like, please just go away. Accidentally posting something to my stories. Yep. That goes hand in hand with the accidentally going live. Like, I don't know why. It just scares the shit out of me. There's a lot of people that are saying anaphylaxis, even though I'm not allergic to anything. Sometimes if you eat something new, like, you know what I mean? Like, even sometimes if I eat like pineapple or something, it has that weird reaction in your mouth. And I'm just like, my throat's closing over. This is it. This is the end. The monster's getting me even though I have every inch of my body covered when I sleep. This is exactly why I bought a bed that doesn't have an underneath. Like the base hits the floor and that's it. Because I have this fear that like if I dangle my feet over the edge of my bed, there's going to be like someone that grabs me and pulls me under. Is it normal to have this many fears about everything, honestly? Crazy. But I remember when I saw Monsters, Inc. and then I was like, wait, I would be down for the monsters to come in if it was Sully when he's not in his like scary mode. Or like Mike Wazowski, like, come on. No, I'm scared that now I've said this that it's going to come true. So that's another one of my fears. I'm scared that I manifest things. My car breaking down when I'm going up a steep hill. Okay, so I have a story that is this. When we used to live at our property in Victoria, it was like a country property, so it was like had a driveway, like a big gravel driveway, and towards the end it went up this really steep hill. And when we were younger, like Dad would always stop on the hill because he'd have to get out and like go feed the animals, like we had sheep and goats and stuff like that. So on our way home from school, sometimes he'd stop like going down and he'd just like get out of the car and like feed the animals, and we'd sit in the car and just wait. And I used to just have this like reoccurring thing that like the car was just going to give way and like go flying down this hill. And like there'd just be nothing that we could ever do about it. And sometimes I would get out of the car because I'd be so scared. Like I remember I used to cry all the time. And Dad would be like, just get out of the car then. Like don't sit in it if you don't want to sit in it. But I would be so scared. I honestly don't understand how cars stay on hills anyway. Like what do you mean? Someone says orcas. Orcas are so terrifying. They have to be like, I know they're like beautiful creatures and they're like apparently like one of the smartest like sea creatures ever, and like I totally get that they're beautiful, but there ain't no way I'd ever want to be anywhere near one. Ever. Like they're so smart. Have you seen that video where they like there's a seal on an iceberg and they like make a tidal wave so that the seal flies off the iceberg and then they kill it and they like throw it around? And no, I'm not into it. Someone says slugs, legit fuck off you creepy slimy nerds. And someone says geckos, why are they see-through? there was a gecko or a lizard or whatever you call them in the office the other day, and it was on the rug, and Taylor and I had to like put it into a little box and like put it outside, but we were both screaming, like squealing. It's a fucking tiny little gecko. Anything that can crawl and move and like jump and yuck. I just have this fear also that it's going to jump in my mouth. You know, from The Parent Trap where Meredith Blake gets the lizard in her mouth. That scene like lives with me to this day. Like that is so scary. Get out of my mouth. It's the same when you're asleep and stuff. Like if something crawls into your mouth, like remember when that stat came out, that it was like, you'll eat 8 spiders in your lifetime. And I'm like, absolutely no. Getting hit by a car, but not hard enough, so you just have to get up and walk away. No, that would be the worst, and it would hurt so much. Like, honestly, like, think about how much that would hurt. That a bridge will collapse when I'm driving over it. Yep. So in Melbourne, there's this bridge called the Balti Bridge. I'm sure you guys know it. And the Westgate. Every time I have to drive over those, I literally floor it. I know that the limit there is like 80, sometimes 40. When it's 40, I have like a panic attack. I can't. I'm like, no, I have to go because this bridge is about to give way. Especially if you're going over when it's full traffic and it's sort of bumper to bumper and everyone's sort of slowing down and there's like big trucks. And I'm like, I don't understand engineering. I don't understand how bridges stay up. I don't understand how they build bridges. Like, I just need to get the fuck off this bridge. Absolutely not. Oh my God, I can't even thinking about it. Giving birth and dying while giving birth, even though I'm 22 and I'm not close to having kids. Yes. And then someone also says having surgery for anything and dying while being under the anesthetic. Yes. But the thing is, with the surgery thing, if you're under anesthetic, the thing that scares me most is like, you could die and you just wouldn't even know. But then do you stay in a constant dreamlike state forever? But if you've ever had a surgery, you know that you wake up from the surgery and you're sort of like, oh, what just happened? Where am I? I don't remember anything. Last thing I remember was closing my eyes. So would it literally be like, you just wake up and then you just never wake up? No, I can't think about that. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Chicken, when I'm out for dinner, I'm cutting every little piece to make sure it's cooked. I would just never order chicken. I never order chicken. I'm too scared. I can't cook myself chicken. I don't order chicken. Unless it's like a McChicken, because like I know they've cooked that shit to the buggery. I'm actually going to attempt to cook myself chicken tenderloins tonight. I saw Isabel Mathis made like these like chicken tenderloins with like this sticky soy dressing. And I messaged her and I was like, girly pop, what is this recipe? I need it immediately. And she sent it to me. And then I was like, I'm going to make it. Honestly, chicken tenderloins, I think I can handle because you don't have to cut so much gross stuff off them and they're quite small. I think they cook easily. Chicken is just gross, and the fact that it can make you so deathly sick, why do we eat it? Wooden utensils, literally foul. Yuck. The feeling of like your teeth on a wooden utensil. Someone also said wooden icy pole sticks. Yuck. Someone said dying in an embarrassing way. It's a valid fear, but honestly, you just wouldn't even know, right? I can't do the dying ones because I, as you guys have probably noticed, I have a fear of dying. The Cat in the Hat. Okay, there's so many people that always say they're scared of the Cat in the Hat. I feel like I really like the Cat in the Hat, except I hate that he's so annoying and like messy and like wants to ruin their life low-key. But to be fair, if you opened your closet and he was standing there, yeah, it would be fucking terrifying. True. It's true. He's scary. Someone says rat in my veins. Oh no, she said vents. I thought she said veins. I was like, well, babe, I don't think they're going to be in there, but seriously. Someone says falling asleep with any body part over the edge of the bed and someone chops it off. Felt. Honestly, feels. I can't sleep in my bed with any limb hanging out. Like sometimes when I'm going to sleep, I like to put my knee out a little bit for a little bit of airflow. And then I have to bring it back in because I get too scared. I also just can't go to sleep without listening to like a podcast or a meditation, and I have to have my phone light on. Someone says identical twins. I learned this the other day, actually. Identical twins are like not, they don't run in the family. Like if you don't have anyone in your family that's had twins before, you can have twins and they will be identical twins. They're not like fraternal twins where they like runs in the family. An identical twin is literally your body being like, it's one egg and it's just decided to be like, I'm going to make two. How wild is that? Like, did you guys ever know that? I'm going to do another episode on this because I have so many. Let me just go see the ones that Taylor sent me because hers are all very good as well. Oh my God, this one is so good. Someone planted drugs on me just before going through airport security and I'm going to jail. Yep. I always think this. I literally like hold my thing so close to me when I'm at the airport. I just have such a fear ever since like that Chappelle Corby thing. And that, I don't know, I just, I'm like, everybody get away from me. Or someone's trying to plant something. Someone's going to put something near me, put something on me. I'm just, I don't know. Being at the airport is so anxiety inducing for me. As soon as I see like a bomb squad dog, I'm like, uh-oh. I don't have anything on me. Why would I? But I'm terrified. Literally terrified. When you set off a store alarm, even though you have a receipt for something you just purchased, there's nothing more humbling. And like the security guy comes over and like checks and you're just like, hello, yes, I bought a lip gloss. Sorry. Airplane window cracks mid-flight and I'll be sucked out. Oh my God. This is so terrifying, and it's more terrifying because of that thing that happened recently with the plane door flying off. I thought that if a plane door would fly off, everybody would get sucked out. Because you know that scene in like, what's that show where there's like snakes on a plane? Is it called Snakes on a Plane? Maybe. And there's so many snakes on a plane and they open the door and then all the snakes get sucked out. And some people get sucked out too. That is a genuine fear. But now that that thing actually happened with the emergency exit door flying off the plane, I'm so scared. Like, I keep seeing TikToks being like, I will never book a window seat ever again because I don't want to get sucked out of the plane. And I'm like, wow, that's so true. But I love me a window seat. All right, let's do one more. Finding the bathroom at a restaurant I've never been to. I literally said to Taylor when she texted me these, I was like, that is one of my biggest fears. Also, walking into a restaurant when your friends might already be there and not knowing which table they're sitting at, that's so scary. Grow up, but I can't. But yeah, the looking for a toilet, looking lost in general, ick. Like, it's an ick. I think I'm going to end it there, guys. I hope you all have a beautiful week. And if you have any questions, as always, ask internetbestie@gmail.com. I will see you on Friday. Love you. Bye.